to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 5 minutes past the hour. So everybody's been talking about this gym that will only take you if you are of, I think, 50 pounds overweight. And I kind of like the idea. I like this gym. I know, I don't know if it was Costello, one of the news anchors today on CNN was trying to say, so what, you're going to kick them out when they lose their weight? No. I get what he's doing. I get what they're doing. From what I understand, Downsize Fitness has gotten a slew of media attention because it's a health club that has a requirement of you have to be 50 pounds or more overweight to join. And what they wanted to do was create an environment, the windows are fogged so people can't look in, you know, create an environment where you would be comfortable to work out. And, you know, I know some people are trying to claim it's discriminatory, et cetera. You know, I mean, when you think about all the things that are discriminated against obese people, I mean, having a place where people feel comfortable and it's not a meat market like some gyms turn out to be, I think is phenomenal. And I especially like the idea of the windows being kind of smoked out. I mean, when I was very, very slim working out, I didn't mind being right in front of that window. I mean, yeah, I double sports broad, you know, because you never knew if somebody was just kind of watching the puppies bounce up and down. But, you know, for the most part, I was pretty comfortable and I had no problem. You know, after, you know, a couple kids and, you know, being in my Bart Simpson t-shirt and trying to cover up a couple, you know, rolls here and there, as well as some cellulite, I didn't want people looking in. I kind of wanted some privacy. You know, I also, you know, felt a little embarrassed when I would be next to somebody who was one of these, you know, goddess-looking type figures, you know, only weighing 95 pounds with double D breasts, and guys kind of, you know, getting in between my treadmill and hers to hit on her while I'm just trying to get through my workout, again, in my Bart Simpson t-shirt. And so, it sounds like a real, it sounds like this person really understands the psychology of what people need to go to the gym. A lot of us are extremely intimidated to go to the gym because of other people there that are really, really fit and good looking. And then you got those guys with all the muscles that are ripped and the six pack, even though I like looking at them. A lot of you guys, when you're trying to work out, you don't really want to be around them. And so it makes sense. So I'm not really sure what the CNN anchor was trying to do. I mean, unless I'm missing something here. But I think it's a great idea. Chicago entrepreneur Francis Wozinski says he started the gym because I've been overweight my whole life and I was too embarrassed to go to the gym myself. The first locations opened in Chicago and then Las Vegas in 2011, have expanded to Dallas in 2012. Gym member Janie Bush says she loves the supportive atmosphere. I think it's cool. Now, when I was working out as diligently as I could, I mean, I used to always work out in my apartment gym, the gym that the apartment would have, but there would only be one or two pieces of equipment, if that, not that good. So I decided to, you know, scrape up the money to go to a gym. And living in Las Vegas in the 90s, you had, you know, a lot of good choices, but Gold's Gym at the time was known for the real serious people. It wasn't like some of the others where there was a little bit more of a meat market. Now, yes, the other ones I think were decorated really well. I think the other ones attracted a lot more females, but Gold's Gym at the time, I don't know if it's still like that because now I have my own equipment at home, but Gold's Gym at the time was for people who were kind of seriously working out. All right, you know, I mean, women would be in their t-shirts if that, a lot of guys in there, and it was, I just felt like I could get the workout I wanted to do, you know, leave without anybody looking at me or me feeling like I'm not pretty enough. And it was great. It was probably one of the most phenomenal gyms I had joined at the time. And I'm not trying to give them a commercial, it just at the time, that's where we knew where to go. Now I think things are very, very different. I think they're like Curves, for example. I hear Curves, I don't know if they're still around, but a lot of my patients who go to Curves, they say they feel very, very comfortable because I guess, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, everybody seems to kind of work out at the same time. And then like musical chairs, you move to the next piece of equipment. And I don't think you have time to walk around and do the meat market type stuff. So people there are more serious. And I think that's important. I mean, you know, a lot of us were kind of embarrassed. Now, usually people that go to the gym don't really look at you and go, oh my gosh, look at their roles. I mean, you know, you really shouldn't, because most of the people that go to the gym are serious people. I mean, you know, somebody who's really serious about their fitness, I don't think they're going to sit there and go, oh my gosh, look at Dr. Dahlia and her extra chin. So, it's like a stereotype or a concern that many people have. They think they're always being looked at. And this fear of always being looked at, even if it's unprecedented, prevents people from going to the gym. So honestly, if this place, Downsize Fitness, you know, wants to kind of keep it, you know, for people that are, you know, more overweight, who could kind of feel comfortable around people. I mean, Weight Watchers did something not similar. They didn't have a weight requirement, but Weight Watchers was able to become so successful and ignited in its success because you were around people of higher weights usually. You know, and you felt extremely comfortable, and there was this family type atmosphere. I went to Weight Watchers in the 80s because when I hit puberty, my boobies got really big. And I think my mom wanted me to have smaller boobies, you know, because she really wanted to downgrade my femininity because, you know, she was afraid somebody would, you know, attack me or whatever. But I mean, and you know, she's like, the boobies are fat. I go, I know they're fat. It just, you know, thank heavens, you know, the boobie weights go in there. But whew, with puberty, I gained 30 pounds that year. I mean, I'm really hormone sensitive. And, so I joined Weight Watchers, and it was great because you were around other people and everybody was like in this together. And if that's the way gyms need to be to make this work, amen. That's the proper psychology. So I think this person's on to something. I just don't know how much fallout there's going to be because I already start to see some criticism, and I don't understand why unless I'm really missing it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. A lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We got a lot to talk about today. We got a daily tomato pill. Honestly, a pill. For those of you that don't eat tomatoes, I guess they got a pill that'll help cut heart attacks. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a very common blood pressure medicine can actually decrease dementia. Plus, we're going to talk about coconut oil and Alzheimer's and some Dallas scoop. So a lot to talk about on today's show. You can call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Remember, we have a Twitter handle at drdahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. So make sure you click on that and link up to that so I can give you up-to-date medical updates as well as any other news that comes my way. Plus, Facebook. I know. My period ended. No, don't worry. You won't get that. And then, of course, Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's talk about this tomato pill. I like tomatoes. This is one of the very few vegetable slash fruits I really like. It's really yummy. But, and you know, we know it's very, very healthy because of the lycopene. And any rich, vibrant, colored type fruit or vegetable is usually pretty damn healthy. Right? Remember how we talked about peppers, your red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers, etc. So extremely, extremely important to, you know, intake. But, you know, a lot of us would, you know, would rather eat our carbs and not our lycopenes. So I guess researchers have come up with an easy to swallow pill so that you will still hopefully benefit from the stroke prevention and the heart attack prevention. Now, apparently the supplement is called at Teranun. It's a daily pill that does have the lycopene in it. Lycopene is what makes tomatoes red. It breaks down fatty deposits in the arteries. Now, a Cambridge University study found that taking the capsule boosted blood flow and improved the lining of vessels in patients with pre-existing heart conditions. It also increased the flexibility of their arteries, so wouldn't it be nice and stiff, by 50%. Not too shabby. Scientists believe this tomato pill could limit the damage caused by heart disease, responsible for 180,000 deaths a year. It's actually more than that. I think this is a number coming out of Europe. It's called Afternon. It's a lycopene-based formula. They also think it'll help people with arthritis, diabetes, slow down the progress of cancer. I mean, one of these wonder pills. Now, again, why would they do a lycopene? Why wouldn't they go after something like asparagus? Well, you know, the Mediterranean-rich diet has been shown to be one of the healthier diets, although we do have a USA Today poll says the number one diet is the DASH diet, the low-salt diet. We'll try to talk about that a little bit later today also. But for the most part, the Mediterranean-style diet, where it's tomatoes, fish, vegetables, nuts, and olive oil, has been shown to probably be one of the healthiest types of diets. It reduces cholesterol, prevents cardiovascular disease, and so preliminary results from a two-month trial with this tomato pill, the lycopene pill, was given to 36 heart disease patients, 36 volunteers, all of them with an average age of 67. Then they looked at the endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessels, which again is a crucial component to people having heart attacks, because if the endothelial lining gets split a little bit, ruptured because of a plaque that rips it, you form an immediate clot and could have a heart attack. And so they looked at the function of the endothelium, which is the layer of the cells, and it found that it boosted their activity to nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide is the gas in the body that triggers the dilation of the arteries in response to exercise. We want artery dilation. You want the arteries to open up. You don't want the arteries to constrict. So, you know, they're thinking, okay, you know, could this later swap for cholesterol-lowering drugs? I don't know. I mean, we need to see how much it lowers cholesterol. They still need to do a lot of studies. What would I recommend to you all in the meantime while you're waiting for this pill to come out? Forget the pill and just eat tomatoes. Honestly, people. You know, I've never had a problem with people eating salsa, people eating tomato sauce. I think it is extremely healthy. Again, as long as you don't add too much sugar. And, you know, but a salsa, when done right, is extremely healthy. Tomato sauce, too. Of course, when you cook the tomatoes in tomato sauce, you could have, some more loss of that lycopene. But honestly, and you know what? It's a good snack. I love, not the cherry tomatoes, I love the oval. What are the little oval tomatoes that aren't big and round, but they're more oval, but they're the size of cherry tomatoes? I don't think they're Italian tomatoes. Italian tomatoes are bigger. But I like those tomatoes where they're oval, because you can actually stick the whole little thing in your mouth and chew it. A cherry tomato, not. It squirts out my lips. So, unless I cut the cherry tomato in half. But I like the tomatoes where they're more oval. I got to figure out what kind of tomatoes those are. All right, but it works. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Okay, now this is really, really cool. Some 2,000-year-old medicine has been found on a shipwreck. Now, you know how I'm into antiques and how I'm into, old medicine. I got some medicine from the Civil War, right? And then I spilled some of it and I told everybody, get hazmat. I mean, I just really dig old medicines intact. Well, apparently archaeologists investigating an ancient shipwreck off the coast of Tuscany report they have stumbled on a rare find, a tightly closed tin container with well-preserved medicine dating back to about 140 to 130 BC. Now, they think it was used to treat eye diseases. It had zinc, it had olive oil, pine resin, starch. So I guess researchers are now going to take these green-gray tablets. They're actually tablets, kind of green-gray, decipher their chemical, mineralogical, and botanical composition. This stuff is cool. Am I the only one excited about 2,000-year-old medicine? No, I doubt there were suppositories. The results, they say, offer a peek into the complexity and sophistication of ancient therapeutics. Now, we know they used olive oil, pine resin, zinc type stuff. We know they used to use a variety of things. I mean, somebody on Facebook had suggested, well, wait a second. You know, if they had the eye medicine, how do they, you know, shipwreck? What do they run into? So maybe somebody had an eye ailment, and that's why the medicine was there, and, you know, they didn't, it wasn't working. They say the medicines and other materials were found together in a tight space and are thought to have been originally packed in a chest that seems to have belonged to a physician. This is according to Elaine Tu-Wade, scientific director of the Institute of Preservation of Medical Traditions in Washington, D.C. He is a member of the multidisciplinary team that is analyzing the materials. Now, the tablets also contain iron oxide, starch, beeswax, pine resin, and a mixture of plant and animal-derived lipids, or which are fats. So I guess they take animal fat and, you know, I guess stick it on people's eyes. Tu-Wade said botanists on the research team discovered that the tablets also had some carrot. They had radish, parsley, celery, wild onion, and cabbage. These are obviously simple plants that could have been in anyone's garden. They said that the composition and the shape of the tablets suggests that they would have been used to treat the eyes, maybe as an eye wash. I mean, I guess they probably had pink eye back then or other sorts of conjunctivitis. I mean, I doubt it would treat glaucoma unless people usually don't feel glaucoma. But Tu-Wade, who compared findings from said the metallic compound found in the tablets was not used for eye washes but used to treat wounds. So it could have just been one of those all or nothings. You know how many of you guys have like an ointment you get from, you know, the drugstore? You just use it on everything, a salve. You'll just throw it on everything. Yeah, that probably type of thing happened. All right, now, this is cool because, the shipwreck boat was called the Relito del Pazino. It was found in the Gulf of Barati in 1974 and was first explored 8 years later. The analysis of the tablets was begun about 2 years ago. The vessel, about 50 to 60 feet long, was found in an area that was apparently an east-west trade route. Now, they also found a copper bleeding cup, a tin pitcher, 136 boxwood vials, and tin containers. So this was kind of the medicine chest. I have got to see this, get my hands on it. I mean, I posted what I had of it on the Facebook and Twitter. But, I mean, oh, my gosh, 2,000-year-old medicine. I am, like, salivating. Oh, my gosh, that stuff is so cool. The tablets, they said, were well-preserved for the last 2,000 years because the cylindrical tin container in which they were stored, called a pyxis, was hermetically sealed by the natural degradation of the metal. Very few other ancient medicines have been found. You know, it's interesting. I have some, you know, old apothecary jars, some old medicine bottles, of course, completely dried out, even with the cork. All right, it degrades. Now, of course, yes, you have half-life of these, you know, compounds. So, of course, there was some sort of degradation of these things. But if the metal was able to form enough of a seal, yeah, you could have preserved medicines. This is just way too cool. All right, they said they did find a granular cream in a small tin canister in London that dated 2nd century AD. Probably some sort of moistening or medicinal cream. I don't know how I would have lived back then, because if they didn't have any hemorrhoid creams, I would have been in pain. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got another couple, two couples from North Dakota that are going to be joining us on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. I cannot wait. We are going to have such a great cruise. We got some interesting news, guys. The ship that we're taking to Alaska is, from what I understand, we have our block of rooms still protected, but every other room on that ship is booked. So we still have rooms. So if you guys call the ship themselves and go, hey, I want to do the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise, they're going to say, no, all booked. No. When you call us on our website and the travel agent connected to the website, no, we have secured rooms because we knew this is, I think, one of the biggest ships going up to Alaska, the Celebrity Solstice. I don't think it's ever gone up to Alaska before. It is one of their biggest ships. And it is exquisite. And so I can't believe it's only January. What is today? The 6th, 7th? Anyway, it's probably January. What the heck is the date? Oh, Don, do you know the date? I know this isn't the most important thing. I just need to know what the heck the date is. Huh? It's the 8th already. Tomorrow, oh my gosh, is going to be my, tomorrow's going to be my 4-year anniversary on air. Oh, we're going to have to do a birthday. Oh, 4 years on air starting tomorrow. Okay, we'll celebrate that. Yep, January 9th, 2009, I went on air, and people haven't shut off the radios the same. All right, since 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Okay, so anyway, if you are still interested in the Dr. Dahlia cruise on the Celebrity Solstice going the last week of June up to Alaska, go through my website to book, because from what I understand, the ship sold out, and we still have rooms left to make this happen. Not to mention, when you come with us, it's cheaper, and we got a lot of extra goodies, so please check that out. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this part of the show. You can never be too prepared, and the food tastes great. Go to my website to link to freezedryguy.com, and you'll be able to get their New Year specials. A lot of good stuff there. Now, you know, many of us, we go to Disneyland, we go to Disney World, and we sit there and we kind of, you know, scratch ourselves in line for 2 hours. Well, apparently, there's going to be this new magic wristband that's going to be unveiled by Walt Disney World this week. And we may actually see this wristband used for other applications for those of us that never get to go to Disney World. I don't go to Disney World because it's on the other side of the country for me. I mean, I'm 3.5 hours away from Disneyland. So if I really wanted to drop a few $100, if I ever had it, and wait in lines, I could do that 3.5 hours away. I don't have to spend the money on also a flight. But I have to admit, the 2 or 3 times I had been at Disney World throughout my life, phenomenal. I mean, but you need to spend, like, I hear almost a week there. I mean, and me, I only have like a day or two. I never have that much time off. It takes an act of Congress for me to be able to do the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise, which is a week, 8 days. So, but they've come up with these wristbands. It's a digital device disguised as a simple rubber bracelet that gives customers entry into the park, allows you to pay for sodas, get your Mickey Mouse ears, open your hotel room with this bracelet, and even save your place in line. That is way cool. It's called My Magic Plus. And they say it could also be used to make the park fully interactive. They say piping a child's name or birthday straight into the earpiece worn by Cinderella or Minnie Mouse. That would freak my kid out, though. If Goofy said, "Hi, Stone," was Stone and Brock when they were younger, could not stand the characters. They've never liked Chuck E. Cheese. They've never liked clowns. They were never into the characters, which from what I understand is pretty good, because a lot of my, you know, friends that have girls, daughters, they say they spend a fortune on the character breakfast. So me and my kids really didn't care about the characters. So that was good. You know, we could just kind of eat, you know, a bagel or something downstairs. But anyway, but for people who dig that stuff, that could be cool for Cinderella going, "Oh, hi, Mary." And she's like, "Oh my gosh, hi." Disney employees could give kids personal greetings. I think that's cool. And they're hoping that this could also end the waiting for long hours at like Space Mountain. The bracelets will transmit a host of information, allowing the park to monitor their patrons in real time, analyze their every move and purchase. Little spooky, because what happens if you go to the bathroom? The notion that left some Disney fans feel a little uncomfortable. Some of them think that Big Brother Walt Disney could be watching at all times. Somebody's New Jersey woman said, "Call me paranoid, but something about this doesn't sit right. I don't know why." I mean, here's the thing. The lines are crazy. I'm right now looking at a line for It's a Small World. Now, It's a Small World is one of my favorite rides. Even though it should be Space Mountain, It's a Small World brings me back to, when I was a little girl. It's a world of laughter, a world of cheer, right? Okay, I had the song memorized. Okay, now, I try to take my husband and my 2 sons. This was, I think, about a year or two ago. And, I mean, they were complaining the whole time, like, "Really? We got to do no roller coaster on this one. Where's the drop?" At least with Pirates of the Caribbean, you get a drop. To me, the Pirates of the Caribbean could be a little bit boring, because you get the drop and then nothing else happens, except you're watching pirates. At least with It's a Small World, everybody's singing to you. Now, they used to sing in different languages. I don't think, unless I'm mixing it up with the Disneyland one, they don't sing in different languages anymore, because they used to do that. And that was, like, really, really cool. I don't know how it would be in Spanish. Let me see. Es un mundo. Let me see. It's a world of es un mundo de amor. I don't know. I'd have to figure that out. But anyway, I thought it was cool. So, many people are like, you know, is it really worth the lines, really worth the wait? I love going to Disneyland. It just, you know, if I don't want to spend any money that fiscal quarter, I don't go. Digital wristband, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so now there's some people that swear that coconut oil can ease Alzheimer's. All right? Did you guys hear about this? Okay, apparently there was a gentleman who, I guess, had Alzheimer's, and the family had heard of, I guess, giving him coconut oil. And he, it said it made a difference. A teaspoon of coconut oil twice a day mixed with his food helped him start being able to wash himself again, go to the toilet without help, etc. This is a gentleman, I'm trying to see it old, a 67-year-old gentleman in London. And the family, I guess, had heard to give him coconut, and it's made news that coconut oil twice a day mixed with his food had helped him, not improved to baseline, but improved pretty significantly. The idea that common vegetable oil made from coconut meat, I guess what you could buy in supermarkets, could make a difference, but in the U.S. there have been actual hundreds of similar cases of dramatic improvements. I guess they have this on YouTube. It was a doctor in Florida whose husband's Alzheimer's had improved with coconut oil. The family heard about it, tried it, and agree. Now, if I eat coconut, it usually is surrounded by a bunch of chocolate. And you know what I want to try? There's got to be something where you have something raspberry-ish. I love, like, raspberry coconut chocolate, right? Take something raspberry, put some chocolate on it. Oh, that wouldn't be a raspberry zinger. No, there's no chocolate. There's got to be chocolate with the coconut and the raspberry to make it taste good. And then put coconut oil. Now, here's the thing. If coconut oil really does help Alzheimer's, I mean, if they study this and they, you know, figure this out, I guess they say coconut oil has a lot of good fat, I guess, and these medium chain triglycerides actually do help fuel the brain. It's supposed to be a very healthy type of fat, coconut oil. I guess, then what about prevention? Should we all be taking this coconut oil? So this is kind of cool stuff. They actually did some medical tests on this gentleman who took the coconut oil, and they found that the MRI scan showed that his brain had stopped shrinking. Usually your brain will atrophy, just like a muscle you don't work. You know, a brain with Alzheimer's or dementia will start to atrophy. So, pretty cool stuff. Now, when we come back after break, we're going to talk about a very common blood pressure medication that many of us take that actually has been shown to decrease dementia as well. So pretty cool stuff on the Dr. Dahlia Show. No other show is like mine. Y'all notice that, huh? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show, and please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And if you guys do go to my website, sign into the guest book. I would love to see where you guys are listening from and, you know, hear what your thoughts are. Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean. All right. So a blood pressure medication could help find dementia. Which group of blood pressure medication has been found to work pretty well in that area? The beta blockers. Now, your beta blockers are your atenolols, your labetalols, your propranolols, the ones that end in all, O-L, Tenormin, Toprol are the brand names for some of them. These things rock. This group is one of the cardiologists' favorite medications. I was taught in medical school, anybody that's had a heart attack, you got to throw on a beta blocker, right? Because you want to decrease the extra workload on the heart. Slowing down the heart rate allows more of the blood to flow to the heart muscle. It's been found to reduce sudden death, heart disease. So the beta blockers are great. But now on top of that, they're saying it's actually been found to lower the risk of dementia. And dementia, like we talk about, is losing cognition, you know, memory, inability to do certain tasks, communication, and a variety of other things that you need to do to be able to live on your own and do activities of daily living, which we call them. Well, let's go back. So what these beta blockers target the beta receptors found on the cells of heart muscles, airways, arteries, etc. And what the beta blocker does is it allows your arteries to expand a little bit more. It slows down the heart rate. It allows your they do a variety of things, and like I said, it decreases a lot of the work your heart has to do, especially if it's had a heart attack. And we use it primarily though for blood pressure in the clinical setting, because if it slows down the heart rate, it slows down the blood pressure. Now, maybe the reason why these beta blockers work on cognitive decline and prevent dementia in some people or slow down is because of the blood pressure effect. I mean, these medications do damn well in lowering people's blood pressure if they have the blood pressure problem that involves high heart rate. If your heart rate is normal or low and your heart rate's in kind of the 60s or 50s, the atenolol or the tenormin, labetalol may not be the best choice for you because you already have a normal or low heart rate. But with heart rates where you're up in the hundreds, you know, you wonder, you know, a heart rate up in the hundreds, you're not getting as good a cardiac output because the heart is beating too quickly for it to fill as nicely as it would like to, and you're overworking your heart every minute of the day. So this is some pretty cool stuff. So, you know, now, I think what they did is they looked at Japanese Americans, and I guess they looked at those who were on these blood pressure medications, probably had a lower risk of dementia. I mean, this is one of those studies where they didn't just give people beta blockers and see if they, what happens over the next 20, 30 years. A lot of times these are retrospective studies where they look back and see, guys, well, these people are on this medication. Was it because their blood pressure was in such good control? Was it because Japanese Americans have a different physique and a different type of circulatory system? And I do think different ethnicities and races do. All right, we've talked about that. Blacks and whites and Hispanics may need to all be treated differently with medications targeted toward their biologies. But it's interesting nonetheless. So for those of you going, Dr. Dahlia, you're putting me on another medication? Well, you know, if your blood pressure isn't in good control, I want to prevent the dementia. So the answer to that is a whopping hell yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, doesn't it just kind of seem like a constant struggle? Does it seem like to you, when it comes to health, you know, we're never going to be told this is it, and this is what's going to cure us, and this is what's going to be the end all. I don't think God or nature is going to let it happen. I know some of you think the pharmaceutical companies won't let it happen. Like, well, the pharmaceutical companies want to make money, so they're never going to find the cure for cancer. No, I don't believe that, because there's always going to be new cancers. You know, one thing we're going to talk about is the cancer rates and the epidemic. I mean, they're calling it an epidemic of head and neck cancers that are occurring, that they're blaming on HPV. I still wonder also if it's all the computer use we're using. I know I'm not supposed to bring that up until there's some science to it, but why are there so many head and neck cancers? They're claiming it could be the HPV in people's mouths, which would then imply that many of you are having oral sex. But what's also interesting is many men have the HPV. So either men are performing oral sex on women who have HPV and get it in their mouth, or the woman performs the oral sex on the man, he kisses her, she gets it in his mouth, and then the HPV causes cancer in the back of the throat. I mean, that's the theory that's going on right now. I just think there may be just a little bit more to it. It's just one of those things where I'm like, I want to know more. So we're going to be talking about in the next hour how HPV-linked cancers are rising. Now, of course, a huge HPV-linked, you know, a huge HPV cancers like your anal cancer, cancer of the vagina, cervix, all of these have been increasing. And while these are being increased, we're being told with guidelines, all right, cut back on the paps. I think now they're recommending don't even get a pap smear, even if you're sexually active, till age 21. Well, how many 12, 13-year-olds are telling their parents they've had sex? So you have a 12-year-old have sex. She doesn't get her first pap smear until she's 21 years old. And then how do you instruct her to not have sex? How do you talk to her about birth control? That usually happens when you see them for a pap smear. So I'm a little kind of concerned about some of the guidelines that are coming out. But basically, a new report found that between 2000 and 2009, rates of anal cancer inched up among white and black women, where vulvar cancer rose more among white and black women. HPV-linked throat cancers increased among white adults, and smoking-related throat cancer became less common. So, you know, HPV is a sexually transmitted disease. We do have Gardasil, which is an HPV vaccine. I haven't seen data on the HPV vaccine and how many cancer rates drop as a result of this, but it's probably something that we need to look at. It's a three-dose. It's a three-dose. They're recommending boys between 13 and 21 to get the HPV vaccine, as well as women between 11 and age 26. So, I cost about $400 for the three doses. That's actually a pretty good rate. I've seen higher. There's tons of HPV viruses that can cause cancer and can cause disease. They think HPV-16 is the one that links the majority of cancers, but I also think head and neck cancers are on the rise for other issues, radiation, et cetera, which is why I really urge people to get their thyroids ultrasounded. I can't believe how many people become afflicted with thyroid cancer. And you really don't have any signs or symptoms for a very, very long time. Ultrasound the thyroid. If there's a nodule that's big enough, get it biopsied and see what's going on. So as you can see, we've got a very busy show. J.R. Ewing had left us when he had died, I believe, last month. What's Dallas, the new series Dallas, going to do? They're going to probably recreate a Who Shot JR. So what they're going to do is keep JR's legacy on the show. They think this would be a way to honor him, but they're going to probably kill him off and then everybody has to figure out who actually shot JR. My guess is if they do that, it would probably be the son, John Ross. I don't know. But he's such a big star in the show that I don't know. But remember, what was it? Was it Crystal who shot JR in the 80s? So they're probably going to do that. I don't know if that's kind of creepy. But we'll see. I still watch Dallas. Okay, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Another hour coming up, 1-877-DALLAS.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoodsDirect.